Chapter 2. The mayor was very excited. Someone had come to save Hamelin. They were here to get rid of all the rats. "How will you do it?" said the mayor. "I have a special talent," said the piper. "I can make any animal follow me. This is how I make my living. My job is to go from town to town and save them from pests."
"And you will do this for Hamelin?" said the mayor.
"Of course," said the piper. "I only ask for 1,000 coins.
1,000, said the mayor.
"You can have 10,000 if you can get rid of all the rats in Hamelin and stop the people being angry at me."
1,000 will do, smiled the piper. He bowed and went out onto the streets. The people of Hamelin looked at the Pied Piper. He looked very strange. He was very different to them. They watched him put the pipe to his lips and play a tune. It was a very lovely tune. He played it very well. Everyone listened. It was enchanting.
"Look," said a child. The people turned to look. The rats stopped what they were doing. They put their heads out of holes to listen to the music too. The people were amazed.
"Quick," said a man, "hit that rat. Get him while he's out."
"No," said another. "We must stay quiet." One by one, all the rats came out. They came out of the houses and out of the shops, out of boxes and cupboards, out of attics and basements. So many rats, they all came out to listen to the piper's music. The piper began to walk, and the excited rats watched him. As he got further away, they followed him. They did not want to miss the music. As more and more rats followed him, the piper began to dance. The rats danced too. They jumped and danced as they followed the piper all the way out of town. But the piper did not stop playing his pipe. He continued to play and dance as he went further and further away from the town. And the rats followed him. They were very happy. They were jumping and dancing and having a lovely time. The people watched as the piper led the rats far away from the town and across the fields. Still, the rats danced and followed his music with happiness. He led them through some trees and around a hill, and still the rats danced and followed his music. When they got to the river, the piper took a little jump and landed on a rock in the middle of the water. He did not stop playing for even a moment. The rats were excited to follow him and his music, so they jumped into the river too. But the current in the water was very strong. When the rats jumped into the river, the current washed them away. They squeaked in surprise. There were so many rats that they were pushing from the back. The rats at the front were pushed into the water as quickly as pouring milk from a jug. In they went with a plop and a splash. Every last rat in Hamelin was washed away to start a new life somewhere else. However, a few of them drowned.